This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. President Draupadi Murmu will visit Telangana today. During the day-long stay, the President will grace the 21st convocation of Nalsar University of Law at Hyderabad. She will also inaugurate the Bharatiya Kala Mahotsav at Rashtrapati Nilayam in Secunderabad. The 8-day-long Kala Mahotsav will showcase the art, culture, crafts and culinary diversity of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Manipur, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland, Sikkim and Tripura. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar co-chaired India's CELAC Foreign Ministers' meeting alongside Honduras's Secretary of Foreign Affairs Enrique Reina in New York yesterday. CELAC stands for Community of Latin American and Caribbean States. The agenda included digital public infrastructure, health, clean energy and capacity building. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he highlighted possibilities for greater engagement in AI, e-mobility, space, smart agriculture and drones. He added that India's CELAC political cooperation and deepening economic linkages advance South-South cooperation. Dr. Jaishankar noted that India and CELAC have a shared commitment to reformed multilateralism. A meeting of the India-CARICOM foreign ministers was also held on the sidelines of UNGA. The External Affairs Minister co-chaired the meeting with his counterpart from Dominica, Vince Henderson. The discussions were held around upgrading India-CARICOM partnership and deepening cooperation in health, IT, fintech, capacity building, renewables and food security. Dr. Jaishankar said India's bonds with CARICOM draw from past experiences, address current needs and aspire towards a brighter future. Dr. Jaishankar also held bilateral talks with his North Macedonia counterpart, Timko Mukunski. Both ministers discussed investment, connectivity and cooperation with the region. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed pain at the passing away of organic farmer Padma Shri Pappamal. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said she made a mark in agriculture, especially organic farming. He further said that people admired her for humility and kind nature. Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar will inaugurate the 20th Divya Kala Mela in Pune today. This Mela stands as a unique celebration of the craftsmanship, creativity and entrepreneurial spirit of Divyang artisans, artists and entrepreneurs from across India. It aims to provide a larger platform for Divyang artisans to market and promote their products, fostering their economic empowerment. Approximately 100 Divyang participants from over 20 states and union territories will showcase an eclectic assortment of products. Visitors will also have the chance to explore a range of organic packaged foods, handlooms and exquisite embroidery work at this event. This event will conclude on 6 October. It is being organized by the Department of Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities under the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment. India has reaffirmed its steadfast commitment to improving social determinants of health, SDH, during the G20 Joint Finance Health Task Force high-level meeting held at the 79th session of United Nations General Assembly in New York. The session centered on prioritizing investments in the health sector. Minister of State for Health Anupriya Patel was a lead speaker at the event. She highlighted the role of social determinants of health in supporting health investments priorities. She also understood the crucial intersection of health and finance in mitigating the impact of future health emergencies and alleviating economic burdens. During the event, the minister emphasized the significance of addressing core SDH factors such as housing, sanitation, water access, and income security. The Indian delegation highlighted flagship programs such as Ayushman Bharat, Swachh Bharat Mission, Jal Jeevan Mission and Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, which have brought transformative change across the country. India and Uzbekistan yesterday signed a bilateral investment treaty, BIT, in Tashkent. The treaty was signed by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and Deputy Prime Minister of Uzbekistan, Khojaev Jamshed Abdukhakimovich. The BIT between India and Uzbekistan assures appropriate protection to Uzbekistan investors in India and Indian investors in Uzbekistan in light of relevant international precedents and practices. And that is the end of this news bulletin.